Welcome back, my healthy friends, to the Wellness Talk podcast. I am George Batista, as always, your host and your wellness advocate. And of course, Wellness Talk is a show that goes over the latest in health, healing, and nutrition. Hope you guys are doing great. And it's always a pleasure to share this information with you each week. We've got good stuff coming at you this week, especially for those of you who take a multivitamin consistently. Brand new information. This is good news. It's from Columbia University Irving Medical Center. And this is multivitamin improves memory in older adults. This is a brand new study on this. So we're going to discuss this because this is encouraging information. Of course, I'm the one that always tells you you should be taking a multivitamin, at least making sure you cover all your nutritional bases, and a high quality multivitamin at that. Okay. Not just any multivitamin. There's thousands of different multivitamins out there. But of course, I always suggest the really, really high quality ones. I've gone over how you can find them, where to get them, and what to look for as far as multivitamin quality. And I may do that again as kind of a just a classroom type of thing, just in case you guys want that. But it's very, very important. But anyway, this is showing that there's improvements in memory. Of course, we're, you know, a lot of people are dealing with cognitive decline, especially the older folks dealing with dementia, Alzheimer's. But if we can head that off, maybe when we're younger, by taking a multivitamin, by making sure that we all have the nutrition we need, it's a good thing, right? So we'll discuss that. Then from Wellness Resources, brand new information. This is vital nutrients for sense of smell. Now, here's a question for you, especially for those of you who are older. Have you noticed that your sense of smell has been dwindling? You may have noticed that, you may have not, but there's actually some surprising information and surprising numbers that we're going to go over regarding a dwindling sense of smell as people get older. It's more of an issue than people think, right? And of course, during COVID, a lot of people lost their sense of smell because, you know, they were sick, and people lost it for months. I know people in my own family who had COVID that didn't get their sense of smell back for, you know, 4 to 6 months. So anyway, we're going to talk about the olfactory system, and we're going to talk about, what's involved in it, how your sense of smell works. Then we'll discuss the nutrients that you can take in that can help with that, and that can, get your sense of smell back if you find that it's dwindling, or maybe if you've gotten sick or whatever the case may be. But things you can take to kind of support your sense of smell in general. And so I think this will be very helpful for those of you who are dealing with that issue. Then an article is a good piece from the Wellness Company, and it's called Supplement Success, Harnessing the Power of Consistency for Optimal Wellness. And it's a very simple piece, but it talks about why you need to be consistent when you're taking your supplements, and why consistency is probably one of the biggest factors in supplements not working. Now, this is something that I found in working with many, many people. Consistency is one of the biggest factors as far as, you know, people not taking their supplements and not getting better from whatever it is they're dealing with, or not making the proper changes that they need because of not being consistent with taking their supplements, or, you know, getting the adequate nutrition that they need, or just changing their lifestyle in general. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. I'm going to give you my 2 cents on it. We're going to give you some suggestions that the article talks about, but also my 2 cents just from experience and, you know, as a person who's taken supplements for, you know, over 20 years now, and what I have found as far as just things you can think about as far as trying to be consistent. And as far as just, you know, remembering to take your supplements and adherence to that. So I think it'll be beneficial for those of you, again, who take supplements on a regular basis. And so we'll go over that. And we'll just kind of go over also the mindset, because there is a mindset to taking supplements and eating good and the whole, you know, healthy lifestyle and all that type of stuff. So we'll talk a little bit about that mindset as well, because if you don't have that mindset to begin with, then all the other stuff doesn't matter. I can give you all the how-tos, you know, how to take supplements, how to get the proper nutrition, how to get rest, how to get, you know, how to get yourself fit and all that stuff. I can talk all about that. But if you don't have the proper mindset in going into that and be able to be consistent with that, it's not going to matter, because you're going to fall off. So I think that bears a good discussion that, you know, we need to have regarding that. Okay, so that's what we got on tap for this week. So some practical information for you guys. And definitely, you know, something to take a look at. Now, of course, go to georgebatista.com. You can check out all the articles that I post on there and read through them as well. No, don't just go by what I tell you. Actually read the articles, because I only give you the highlights of the articles, but there's probably a lot of other nuggets in the articles that you guys can, you know, get from those articles, and then also share them. So share them with friends and family as well. Make sure that you like, share, and subscribe, whichever platform that you are listening on or watching from. And again, like, you know, share that with friends and family as well. If you want to support the show, there is a support the show link at the front of the website. And if you want to get these articles in your inbox, make sure that you sign up for the newsletter, and you'll get these every single week. Typically, they come out on a Thursday or Friday, so you'll get 3 or 4 articles on a Thursday or Friday for that week. And then typically those are the articles that we go over, you know, for the next podcast. So just so you guys are aware of all that. Okay. But again, georgebatista.com is where all the action happens. So make sure you check that out. All right, guys, let's get started on our articles for the week. So first, we have an article from Columbia University Irving Medical Center. This is multivitamin improves memory in older adults. And this is a brand new study on this. Now, they've done studies that have tested whether they, you know, multivitamins have been, you know, have actually improved memory, but the results have been mixed. And a lot of those studies weren't really large scale studies. So this is a much larger scale study where they can actually draw from. So we'll go over that. So it was a current study with more than 3,500 adults, mostly non-Hispanic white. Okay. I don't know why they're not putting Hispanics in there. I should be offended by that, by the way. Anyway, they were over age 60, and they were randomly assigned to take a daily multivitamin supplement or placebo for 3 years. Okay. At the end of each year, participants performed a series of online cognitive assessments at home designed to test memory function of the hippocampus, in the area of the brain that's affected by normal aging, of course, okay? And this was called the Cosmos Web Study. So by the end of the first year, memory improved for people taking a daily multivitamin compared to those taking a placebo. The researchers estimate the improvement, which was sustained over a 3-year study period, was equivalent to about 3 years of age-related memory decline. The effect was more pronounced in participants with underlying cardiovascular disease. So let's think about that for a second. They followed them for 3 years, and they're saying that it was sustained over a 3-year period and was equivalent to about 3 years of age-related memory decline. That's a big deal, because those of you who deal with people, and I've seen it even in my family, those of you people deal with people who have cognitive decline, it can rapidly hit you. Okay. It can, you know, it can go from, you might start to see signs of it, but in 3 years, somebody can go from bad to really, really bad. Right. But we're having here that a multivitamin is actually helping in a situation within 3 years. So it's actually equivalent to age-related memory decline of 3 years. So that's significant here, okay? And what was interesting is that it was more pronounced in participants with underlying cardiovascular disease. Could it actually be helping people with that actually have cardiovascular disease, right? Because remember, there is also a link between the heart and the brain, right? We know that those who have cardiovascular issues, there's been study on this, can you know, that can also lead to cognitive decline as well. Okay. So remember, your body's connected, right? There's two-way streets going back and forth, brain, gut, brain, you know, brain, heart, all these types of things that are going on. So if you improve something, and because of the way the human body works, right, because it is as a whole, when you improve one thing, many other things can be improved. Think about that for a second. So it can actually help, especially those with cardiovascular disease. This could have been a great thing, you know, that helps those folks as well. So it's good stuff. Now, there was another study, and the results of the new study are also consistent with another recent Cosmos study of more than 2,200 older adults, another nice group of people, that found that taking a daily multivitamin improved overall cognition, memory recall, and attention. Effects that were also more pronounced in those with underlying cardiovascular disease. Again, we're seeing the same type of pattern. Now, this is what they're saying, and this is one of the quotes from the study. The person says, our study shows that the aging brain may be more sensitive to nutrition than we realized, though it may not be so important to find out which specific nutrient helps slow age-related cognitive decline. And I would venture to say that part of the reason, if you think about a multivitamin in general, right, just this very simple, high-quality multivitamin, it does have nutrients that help the brain, particularly the B vitamins, right? You know, B1, B6, B12, right? Folic acid, all these nutrients help the brain. And a lot of people are B12 deficient, okay? Actually, there's a thing called pernicious anemia, which is B12 deficiency. Now, it's not easy to become B12 deficient, but I would venture to guess, and I've seen studies on this, that actually there have been a study of people with cognitive decline that did have low B12 and B vitamins in general in their system. So I would say that the B vitamins are helping them, right? But also there's many other nutrients in there that also can help with brain and blood flow and that type of thing. So again, you have to look at a multivitamin as a comprehensive approach, because it's going to have all the nutrients in it, right? All your basic nutrition to kind of help with the brain, with the heart, with all the different systems in the body, to make sure that you are getting all the nutrition that you properly need and protect against gaps in your diet that, you know, you may have, or that most people have, right? Everybody's a little bit deficient in at least something, right? And getting the proper nutrients from your diet is extremely difficult. So this is why I say taking a high quality, and again, I stress that high quality multivitamin is extremely, extremely important. At least take that. I know it's an extra expense for you guys, but trust me, this shows right here that it's helping people, you know, with cognitive decline. So it's something to really think about, okay? And there's so much more you can do. Obviously, if you take the multivitamin and then you have your fitness in check and you have your sleep in check and all these types of things, again, work comprehensively to make sure you are having, you know, good memory, right? And good recall and all that stuff. But this is just one piece. Imagine if you did it all comprehensively. So anyway, just something to think about. Again, of course, I recommend taking the daily energy multivitamin from Wellness Resources. That's the multivitamin that I use and that my family uses regularly. And it's a great multivitamin. It's very high in Bs, but the quality of this multivitamin is really exceptional. This is why I use them, because they're very, very absorbable nutrients. And there's not many multivitamins that can compete with the type of quality that Wellness Resources has. So if you guys want to check that out, go to myvitaminresource.com and check out the multivitamin against the daily energy multivitamin for kids. You can also check out their mini multi. And they also have a prenatal multi for those of you who, for women who are pregnant, that type of thing. So, but good news for people taking a multivitamin, keep doing it, because, you may not feel the difference when you're younger, but I guarantee you when you're older, this could help support brain health, right? Something to think about. All right, next. This is from Wellness Resources, Vital Nutrients for Sense of Smell. So we know, again, during COVID, a lot of people lost their sense of smell. Obviously, they were dealing with all types of issues. COVID kind of does a job, especially on your zinc and a lot of the things that affect your olfactory system. But again, I posed a question in the beginning of the show, if you're older, are you noticing a difference in your sense of smell? Or maybe is your sense of smell dwindling as you get older, especially when you get into your 50s, 60s, and 70s, right? Something to take a look at. So let's talk about the olfactory system, which is your nasal system and that type of thing. We'll talk a little bit about it first, okay? So it consists of your nasal bones, your airway passages, your mucosal membranes, your sensory nerves, your olfactory bulbs, your olfactory tract, and your olfactory cortex in your brain. And you have to also remember that inside the mucosal lining of your nasal passages, you have what's called sensory nerves, which pick up molecules that kind of, molecules in the air that help you with that sense of smell, okay? Now, these nerves transfer the information to the olfactory bulb in the front of your brain. And this, you know, relays information via the olfactory tracts to the cerebral cortex in your brain, where the temporal lobe and the limbic system are located. And this is what helps to process the information. Okay. Now, then you have this temporal lobe, which is involved in organizing the sensory input that comes in. The limbic system consists of the amygdala, the hippocampus, and the hypothalamus part of your brain. Now, these structures are involved with connecting emotions, memories, scents, and odors, okay? So these are all an integral part of your cognitive function in general, okay? So all these things, this whole system works together to make sure not only you get the sense of smell, but that your cognitive system is working properly, right? So let's talk about your sense of smell overall. Is it dwindling? So let's take a look at some numbers here that are very surprising. So in the general population, an estimated 20% of individuals have had a decline or a dysfunctional sense of smell. This includes individuals of all ages. Now, there was a recent 2017 population survey of older adults in the U.S. They found that 12.4% of individuals reported that their sense of smell was fair or poor. However, upon laboratory testing, it was identified that twice the number of this test population had difficulties. It was found that 74% of the participants from this latter group failed to recognize that their sense of smell was diminished or gone. So they didn't realize that, okay? Other research suggests that a decreased sense of smell is present in more than 50% of individuals 65 to 80 years old. In adults over 80 years old, as many as 80% have lost their sense of smell. So again, this is why I asked the question. If you are older, especially, have you noticed your sense of smell dwindling, right? Were you able to smell things very, very easily when you were in your 30s or 40s, but let's say in your 50s or 60s or 70s, your nose isn't as sensitive anymore? Something to think about. There's been a lot of, you know, studies on this type of stuff, okay? So let's talk about things that affect your olfactory system response and can actually help them, that can actually diminish your sense of smell. Obviously, age. Okay, we just talked about that. But other things, sinus problems, germs, immune challenges, environmental toxins, trauma. Okay, if you've had significant trauma, okay, to the face or to the brain, and even neurotransmitter changes in your brain, something to think about, right? Now, research shows that allowing time for fasting between meals, which I advocate, increases the sensitivity of your olfactory system. Whereas when you feel full, your olfactory sensitivity decreases. Think about it. So you likely have noticed this connection when you smell food cooking versus, you know, so let's say when you're feeling really, really hungry, right? You've noticed that your sense of smell is more sensitive, but after you've eaten and you've eaten a heavy meal and you're full, right? You don't necessarily have that sense of smell like you did before, right? There are changes that happens and the sensitivity changes in that. So one of the recommendations right off the bat, and again, something that I advocate, is to leave space between your meals. This is what I do, right? I eat three meals a day and I leave at least 5 to 6 hours between each meal. It's a little bit of intermittent fasting, but it does a few things. It allows your body to reset. It allows all your hormones and everything to be back in balance, your blood sugar to be back in balance. But it also allows your sense of smell and your olfactory system to kind of get heightened and to work properly. So something to keep in mind. So let's talk about some of the nutrients that can help with the system. So the first one and the big one, of course, is zinc. Now, again, this is during COVID. A lot of people were taking zinc because, again, zinc is being used up, especially when you're dealing with something like COVID or some kind of virus or something like that. So zinc is one of the immune modulators. It's one of the biggest things you can take for your immune system. Okay, it's a well-known nutrient for sense of smell as well, for several reasons. Okay, zinc is also required for the olfactory is what's called ensheathing cells to regenerate and function in the olfactory bulb. Now, lack of zinc causes encheasing cells to undergo cell death, or what's called apoptosis. Now, encheasing cells are a type of glial cell that supports the function of the neuroplasticity of the olfactory bulb, right? Neuroplasticity, that's kind of like, you know, your brain has neuroplasticity. Think about the remodeling of your brain, right? How flexible your brain is, that type of thing. That's kind of the neuroplasticity of the brain and the cells and the nerves of your brain. Now, zinc is critical for nerve signals and transmission between the olfactory bulb and the hippocampus of your limbic system. This trace mineral is vital for the sense of smell as well as the memory recall. Zinc is also in high demand by the hippocampus of the brain for cognitive functioning. Okay, so think about that. Zinc is not just for your immune system. It really has a lot to do with your brain and your sense of smell and the olfactory system. Very important here. Now, keep in mind that zinc supplements have to be balanced with copper. So just keep that in mind. I've talked about that before on the show. So just make sure that you're getting a good balancing between your copper and your zinc and all the trace minerals, of course. So I would suggest if you want to take a look at supplements that have the good balancing, again, Wellness Resources, you know, as far as the supplements go, you can check out their Strengthener Plus supplement. But it's very good supplement that has the zinc, has the copper, but it's everything, great ratios in there, perfectly balanced as it should be. All right. Next, B vitamins. Now, just like your brain needs B vitamins for cognitive function, which we've talked about, okay, and energy and peripheral nerves, but your olfactory system needs B vitamins as well. Now, there was a recent study that showed that low dietary intake of thiamine, which is vitamin B1, and folate, preceded olfactory dysfunction 2 to 8 years prior to cognitive decline and neurodegeneration. A different study showed that adults experienced improvement in their sense of smell after 6 months of using a B complex supplement. Okay. So, and just remember what I said in the first article. Okay. So you have the B vitamins in there. Not only are they great for cognitive or to kind of support cognitive issues, but now we're seeing it here that it helps to support your, the olfactory system and this, you know, this whole system in general to help with, you know, your brain in general, as well as neurodegeneration. Now, there's been animal studies recently demonstrated that elevated homocysteine induces damage to the olfactory bulb. Now, homocysteine is the natural metabolite that can actually build up in your system if you don't have enough B vitamins. Let's say you're low in B12 or folate. Let's say you have what's called a genetic polymorphism where you can't absorb B12 or folate. It's not absorbing properly in your system. That can lead to a buildup of homocysteine, which actually can lead to cardiovascular problems. Okay. So this is why I also just suggest that many of you see if you can get a genetic test to check your you know, genetic markers for B12 and folate, the MTHFR gene and that type of thing, because it's something to think about. Because a lot of people are walking around with low B12, low folate and that type of thing and not realizing that they have a genetic mutation that predisposes them to things like high homocysteine, cognitive decline, and things like that. Just something to keep in the back of your mind, okay? And remember that, you know, B6, B12, and folate are critical for homocysteine metabolism, okay? So you need to have those in order to keep homocysteine in check. So if you get a blood test and you find that your homocysteine is high, that's a problem. Okay, that means there's something going on there that your homocysteine is not being metabolized properly. And this is where you have to take a look at your B vitamins, take a look at your diet, take a look at the nutrients you're taking in and making sure that you do everything you can to bring that down, because otherwise cardiovascular issues can be the next problem with that. Okay, something to think about. All right, next nutrient is PEA. And I talked about PEA in a couple of shows ago, because Wellness Resources has a new PEA supplement. So I talked about what it is. It's a neuroprotective lipid, and it's produced by your body, but it does decline with age and various different challenges, immune challenges and all different types of things. Okay. But PEA modulates and resolves inflammation in your brain and body. It's also It's highly protective support for protecting your sense of smell, olfactory system, and its neuroplasticity. Now, results of a double-blind, placebo-controlled clinical trial evaluated adults with a decline in smell after an upper respiratory immune challenge, right? Again, think of COVID. Results showed that 92% of participants experienced greater recovery of smell than olfactory training alone after 90 days of PEA use. Okay, so good information on that, good study. So PEA is another thing you can add to your toolbox as far as your sense of smell. The next one, lipoic acid. Now, lipoic acid is it's an antioxidant. It aids in the production of nerve growth factor, okay? And it's important for olfactory neuroplasticity. Now, there was a small clinical trial that showed that lipoic acid supported restoration of smell in more than half of the participants after upper respiratory concerns. The dosage was about 600 milligrams a day of alpha lipoic acid on an average for about 5 months. So those of you who want to check out our alpha lipoic acid, you can check out Wellness Resources brand. They have a great one. Very, very absorbable. It's a very advanced formula. So check that out. And then next we have NAC, which is N-acetylcysteine, and vitamin A. They both have protective effects on olfactory neurons too. These nutrients provide antioxidant support, which protects against apoptosis or cell death, okay, when it's not supposed to happen. NAC and vitamin A are also heavily used in the immune system. We know that. That's one of the big ones for your immune system, NAC and vitamin A. They're also integral to mucosal barrier integrity and many other health needs, including the eyes. We know that, right? So if you want to take a look at NAC and vitamin A, you can take a look at Wellness Resources Daily Protector, Eye and Immune, another supplement that I use regularly, and actually a supplement that I used really heavily during the pandemic, okay? So it's a very, very protective, let me just put it that way, right? It's got a lot of great stuff in it. So again, this is, you know, things you can do for your health toolbox to help support your sense of smell. Those of you, whether you have immune challenges or not, whether you're dealing with, you know, just being sick, a flu, or whatever it is, or again, if you're older and you want to see if you can try to support that sense of smell and or cognitive issues as you get older, check out these nutrients because, you know, you want to really do whatever you can to try to get back to or as close as you can to the way you used to smell before and just the way you know, your brain used to work, obviously, when you, maybe you were a little bit younger. So just things to think about. Okay, again, I'm not saying these are curing anything. I'm just saying these are helpful and supporting. These are nutrients to help support your sense of smell, cognitive decline, all those types of things. And these are kind of a comprehensive approach to that. All right, finally, a good piece from the wellness company. This is Supplement Success, Harnessing the Power of Consistency for Optimal Wellness. And I want to talk about consistency a little bit in terms of just being compliant in taking your supplements and in just doing the things you need to do. And one little thing in here, it says there was a 2012 study, for example, estimated that lack of adherence to prescription medications accounts for a staggering 125,000 deaths annually in America. Now, what's interesting about that number is that they're just talking about lack of adherence to prescription medications, meaning that these folks are not taking them as prescribed. However, we know that that number is way, way bigger even when they were folks taking it or taking prescription medications as prescribed. Okay, so just keep that in the back of your mind, that prescription medications we know come with side effects. That's just the nature of the beast if you're going to be on them, okay? They affect everybody differently. But I just thought that was interesting how they say that there. But one of the things they talk about here is habit. Now, what I found in working with folks, and one of the biggest issues, I would say the biggest issue really, in people not recovering and or not resolving whatever issue they are dealing with is not because the supplements didn't work. It's not because of, you know, necessarily a diet thing or whatever the case may be, but it was because the person that I was working with or the people that I worked with were not taking the supplements consistently as the protocol advised. I think that was the biggest piece, because I will tell you, if you take the supplements as, you know, as the protocol advises, and obviously you do all the other things you need to do, you are at a much better advantage to deal with whatever it is you are dealing with. Okay. You're putting the odds in your favor that you are going to be able to recover and or get rid of whatever it is that you're dealing with. Again, obviously a comprehensive approach is needed, but even people in my family, even people that, you know, who are in my extended family that I've helped and I've told them to, you know, take this, take that, and this may help them, that may help them. They don't order on a regular basis. They don't order supplements. I mean, literally ordering supplements every, I'm talking about ordering supplements every month and taking them every day, 2, 3, 4 a day, whatever is needed, whatever is prescribed. And, you know, people would do that for a couple of months and then they would stop. But I bet you if their doctor prescribed them a high blood pressure pill or a cholesterol pill or whatever the case may be, they would take that every single day. Right? Think about that. And what that tells me is they don't take the nutrition as seriously as they take their, you know, prescription medication that they're on. So, you know, in my estimation, that is one of the biggest problems. Now, there are people that have done it, you know, and I understand not everybody's like me. Okay. I probably haven't, you know, missed a supplement dose in 15 years. I want to say, and I'm just guessing at that, because to me, it is like brushing my teeth. I take my supplements every morning. I take my supplement, whatever supplements I have in the afternoon. I make sure I don't run out of them. I make sure they are on an auto ship, whatever I need. I stock up during the winter. I make sure I have enough for my pantry to get through the winter. I make sure I look at it as a long-term thing. And you have to look at it that way. Okay. So, you know, let's go through some of the things that you can do on your end to see if maybe you can develop the habit to actually take them consistently. Now, here's one of the things they talk about in this article, which is, you know, I would say it's a good suggestion. It's one of the simplest and most effective habit change tactics is called habit stacking. This means incorporating a new habit into a routine you already have in place. Do you have a glass of water or a cup of coffee first thing in the morning? Stack your morning supplements onto that existing habit. Consider putting your supplements right next to the coffee pot, for example. Or do you have a nightly skincare routine? Add your supplements as a final step. By tying supplement intake to an existing habit, rather than performing them whenever the thought comes to mind, you're much more likely to be consistent. If that doesn't work for you, there are plenty of mobile phone apps designed to remind you when it's time to take your supplements. Now, yes, I think that's a great tip. Okay. So if you're doing something consistently, put your supplements right there every time you're going to do it. It mentioned skincare, it mentioned coffee or whatever the case may be. I wouldn't suggest taking your supplements with coffee, but at least kind of having it next to it. But that's one way to do it. Now, another thing I tell people is you have to eat every single day, right? Even if you eat 2 meals a day, you're going to eat at some point. So here's my suggestion with that. Take your supplements with your meals, whatever your meal is. So if you eat breakfast in the morning, have your supplements right there, right next to whatever it is you eat, your box of cereal or right, you know, wherever it is. And this way, just grab them, eat your breakfast or whatever it is, take your supplements. Okay. And, or if you are going to take your supplements, with you, let's say your lunch is erratic. Okay. Let's say you don't eat lunch at the same time every single day. Sometimes it's 12:30, sometimes it's 1, sometimes it's 2. You have tons of meetings. So what you do is you get yourself a pill box. Most pill boxes can accommodate 3 or 4 supplements in each compartment, right? You get yourself a pill box, put the supplements in the pill box, put that in your pocket, or put that in your purse, or put that in whatever, you know, wherever it is, your lunch bag. Okay. When you are going to have your lunch, right, I would actually put the supplement pill box on top of your lunch, or at least somewhere where you can see it. When you're going to have your lunch, you take out your lunch, you take out your supplement box, you put them together, and you take your supplements with your meal. Now, that's going to accomplish a couple of things. Number one, it's going to make sure compliance-wise it's going to help you to take them. But number two, it's also going to help you absorb those supplements with your food, especially those of you who may be, you know, maybe more sensitive to certain supplements than others. Some people, I wouldn't advise taking a supplement on an empty stomach, especially the real, you know, tough ones. There are some supplements that can mess up your stomach if you take them on an empty stomach. Some people are more sensitive to vitamin C if they take it every single day. So, I would say that, you know, find something you can do that you do every single day and just tie your supplements with it. Again, I use meals. You could use a shake. You could use the tips that they use in here, but you need something to tie it together with. Again, there's a mindset involved in this. Now, here's the other piece to it. If you go through the trouble of doing that and you find yourself doing that consistently, you're already changing your mindset and what you need to do. Okay. Now, half the people, I could tell you, don't even do that, right? Because they forget their supplements. If you're forgetting your supplements on a regular basis, that means they are not a priority. Okay. For me, my supplements are a priority. I do that before I do anything. I mean, even if I try to forget, I can't. And if I walked out of the house, it'd be like forgetting my keys, you know, or forgetting my wallet or forgetting my phone. Most people don't even forget their phone, right? So you have to have that kind of mindset when it comes to taking supplements, when it comes to doing these types of things. It's all in the mindset. So again, think long term. Think about, what am I trying to accomplish? Now, you can take it in small bites. If it's just a multivitamin, start with the multivitamin. Again, I talked about the multivitamin in the beginning, right? So take your multivitamin and just start there, right? Even if it's one pill a day. And then gradually you can get to two pills a day. And then you just go from there, but make it a part of your habit. It's crucial to do that. And then do not let yourself, if you're ordering monthly, okay, and if you have to physically order and you don't have yourself on an auto ship from wherever you're ordering from, my suggestion would be to get yourself on an auto ship. That's number one, because then you don't have to worry about it. But do not forget to order your supplements. So, you know, you put a reminder on your phone, a reminder on your calendar. Okay, these supplements, they're going to be gone in 30 days. So I'll put a reminder on my calendar to, you know, on the 25th day, order my supplements. So by the time I'm done, the other ones have already gotten here. Okay, so that would be my suggestion if you're not on an auto ship. If you are on an auto ship, you know, then you're good, because they will come every single month to you, or whatever the, you know, time frame is, and you don't have to worry about it. And that would be my suggestion. If you are dealing with an issue and you want the supplements to support the issue that you have, right? That's the whole point of taking these supplements. If you have an issue, then you need to be on them for at least a year or more, or if not forever. Okay. So, you know, look long-term. Say, I'm going to be on these supplements for the next year. And if you develop that habit over the year, most likely you're going to develop that for the lifetime, right? So just some things to think about in terms of taking your supplements. Again, look at it long-term. Take your supplements like you're taking your prescription medications, okay? Obviously, if you're on a prescription medication, you talk to your doctor and you make sure it's okay to take whatever you need to do or whatever you need to take. But just some tips on that, because again, I can tell you, as a person who's worked with many, many, many people, compliance is the number one issue of why things don't work out. It's just that simple. And it may seem too simple, but it is that simple. So take your supplements, be consistent, use a journal if you have to, use calendar reminders, and do whatever you can. Take them with your meals, take them with your habits, put them on the side of your bed, whatever the case may be. Be consistent, and I guarantee you, you'll start to see changes as time goes along, right? Just my two cents on my little soapbox, guys. All right, guys. Hope you got a lot out of this. Just make sure, again, go to georgebatista.com. And as always, thank you so much for those of you who support this show. We really, really appreciate it. It's an honor. It's a pleasure to bring this to you. And for those of you who stay with us each week, I appreciate you guys very much for staying with us and sharing the information. Take care of yourselves, guys. Take care of each other. And as always, control your health. Have a great day.